והנה, אף לאחר שניתנו תורה עם תרי"ג מצווה ישראל, ובכלול עוד הרבה מצוות הגלויות בניקוס, he says, even after the Torah was given, with the Tariq mitzvahs, and harbe mitzvahs atluyos b'midos, so many mitzvahs that are totally b'midos, onu chazal, bo chavakuk v'amid na'lachas, v'tzadik v'emunosu yichya. The tzadik lives the ikar, this is the one underlying principle of the Torah, is this emun ulechoyro, heich nichlolis hamidos, b'yosoyd emunah shehi, Hadeo, emuna is a deo. Emuna, this is what I believe. This is what I know to be true. This is knowledge. This is belief. This is intellectual. This is has to do with the cerebral. Has to do with the brain. How a midos included all that? Because it says ruach havakuk vehemid nal achas. This is the underlying principle of the whole Torah. When a midos doesn't seem to be included in that at all. Elo mikan shekol erchon shel hamidos ko amur the whole value of the midos ka'omur eino ela bihidamuson the midos Hashem Yisborach. He says, as he said previously, that the whole value, the whole issue, the whole union of midos is the extent to which amidam el Hashem. We pointed out last time that it's not enough just to do the action that Hashem does on a superficial level, but just as when Hashem does something, I think the example we gave was with chesed, Hashem does chesed, there's absolutely nothing there for him. Has no shum tzeil, no taint, no shemetz of anything that's in it for him. It's so purely only to do chesed. So the midah that we have is to take the midah of Hashem. So if I just do the acts of chesed, even sincerely, but almost by definition, as the Chovas HaLevavos says, I enjoy it. I'm happy when you do chesed, you feel good. So, but when we're striving to emulate Hashem, it means to do exactly the way He is, which is the purest of the pure, ach verak, only with one motivation, and that is the hatova, and nothing that taints it. So he says the whole, and that's only, and that can only be achieved, those levels of purity, when I'm emulating Hashem. I know Hashem. And it's, I just chose an example. We know Hashem doesn't get me from it. But there's so many other aspects. For example, I think Rabbi Sol Salanta was machadish once, a new midah of Hashem that isn't written in the Sfarim. Maybe it is written in the Sfarim, but it's same. They talk about it as if it was like his chiddush. Somebody who was giving a whole musish moves, whatever, and somebody got very angry and started screaming at him and insulting him, and then ran out into the bitter winter cold, angry, and he even left his coat, or he didn't have a coat, I don't know, he left his coat, ran out without a coat. So Rabbi Yisrael ran after him and gave him his coat, you know, calm him down. Yeah, look what this man did. He was mavayishim barabim. And Rabbi Yisrael said, that's the midah of Hashem. We do all kinds of not appropriate, embarrassing and insulting things to Hashem. And what does he do? Vitamated. People are reshoin, still mated. He gives them life. He gives them this. He gives them that. So he says, that's one of the midas of Hashem. So the more that we understand Hashem, the more we can then develop and frame and mold and refine our midas in that image. So he says, the ikar is eino elo bistamus Hashem Yisroch. The ein, a for therefore, lagi aleim rak, there's only one way, ach asoga so emuna kloimer, ma'akoras midoisa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says two things here. What does it mean, tzadik be'emunos yichye? It means the recognition of Hashem. Who Hashem is. Emuna is not, oh, I believe in Hashem. That's not, that's very superficial. That's very juvenile. I believe in Hashem. No, I know Hashem. What do you mean? What's emuna? I know. I know Hashem is the Meitim. I know Hashem is the Sablan. I know Hashem is the Emes. I know Hashem is the Noisei Ov and all the Midas of Hashem and everything I know. That's all part of Emuna. Emuna is who Hashem is, not just the concept. Conceptually, I believe in a God. I'm not quite sure who it is, like they do in the AA and other things like this. I surrender to a higher power. The table could be my higher power. No, that's not the way it goes. There's a Rebbeinu Shalalem, and I have to know him in every aspect and every dimension of his mahus, of all of his midas, and that's how, where my midas come from. So when
how
he says,
what?
What?
How do you know all the
that doesn't mean you'll know them all from there. But the foundation, his title was, the foundation of everything is midas. So he says, but emuna is something that has to do with the idea. So how could the Habakkuk say that that's the basis, the underlying factor of everything, which is a idea, which has to, which, what about all the midos, which are the real essence of what the Torah is all about? The Torah was willing, that we learned in the previous session or two, that the Torah was willing to nasa odem b'tzalmeinu, maybe we mentioned it, that even if someone would come and make a mistake in emuna and think that there's shtei reshuyos, that would also be kedai, rather than not to be able to teach the mitzvah or the midah that you should consult with the underlings, the lesser people. Hashem consults kila with the malochim nasa or the mitzalmeinu. So if that's the case, so the midas, he says, are the essence. The midas are everything. So I said, how could Habakkuk come and say, Habakkuk ve'heimin al achas, there's one principle underlying everything, the Torah of Tzadik b'mosi yichya. So he understands that's all the ideas of Hashem. But where's the midas? The Torah says, portion. What are midas? Midas are only the reflection or the result of the depth of understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of his being and internalizing that concept into my own actions. And if one would think that that's impossible, it's certainly impossible to reach that level, but a person can, in all the midas of Hashem, internalize it in himself to a very great extent. Ad kedei kach, that I think we point it out here, what I heard once from the Rosh Hashiva said it, then Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, I heard the same thing from him. I remember hearing him saying it, and that was the Sifri says on the Pesuk, Kedoshim Tiyu. Well, Sifri says, Yochel Kamoini, Tamalem Rani Hashem Elokecha. You should be holy. You might think, Kamoini, if the Torah just said Kedoshim Tiyu, I think, just like Rabbein Shalom, Kodosh means he's mufresh above and beyond any lowliness, any prisus, any chesoron in the whole world. He's kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. Kedoshim tiyu, yochol kamayin. You might think that you should be right up there with him. Not quite. So not quite, that's true. We can't get there 100% the way he is. But on the other hand, that understanding of him to the fullest extent that we can understand is the foundation of everything. Because all the midas, which are the essential Shlemus, what did we quote the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Lech Lecha, where nitna ha mitzvahs ela letzarif v'esabrius. The mitzvah is only given to refine human character. So it was all about refining human character. So that's the tachlis of everything. So where in Tzadik Bebnosu Yichya is that tachlis? The Teretz is human character, refinement of character. Let me just finish the sentence. Refinement of character, development of all the midas. That's all the based on the understanding of Hashem. So Tzadik B'Moshe Yichya, which is the ultimate, the recognition and the understanding of Hashem, that is the foundation for all the midas. That's the basis which midas are based. And therefore, this is Habakkuk Amit Nalach. Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody said something?
What do you say,
Tzadik Ben-Nasi?
What is Tzadik
Ben-Nasi?
It means
that
Tzadik's
going to
live with his
Emunah. No, he lives with his Emunah. That's the essential. That's what he says. Emunah, basically what it means is Emunah is the underlying ingredient of Kol HaTorah Kula. It summarizes Kol HaTorah Kula.
I know, but the question of Tzadik living in, with his Emunah, how could that exclude Midas?
What?
How could a Tzadik living with his Emunah, actualizing his Emunah, how could that possibly exclude Midas?
How could it possibly
exclude it?
Include
the question.
What?
How could the question be a question? How could it possibly exclude
why?
It? You're living your
Emunah,
you're
going to
see it.
No, my Emunah is. No, what do you mean? My Emunah is, I know, I understand there's a God. I know he's all powerful. I know he's kind. He's benevolent. He's rachum v'chanun erech hapayim. He's truthful. He's noisei oven. He's tolerant and he's patient and all these things I know. So what? But what about what I have to be? How does that underlie? How does that how is that the summary? Let's call it. He summarized the whole Torah into one pasuk. How could that be a summary? It doesn't talk about what the ikar of the Torah is. The Torah says it does, because when we talk about midos, we're talking about one thing, the totality to the capability that we have of emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing. That, in other words, if a person does chesed without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without emunah, so that's not chesed. That's not chesed, because the chesed is the internalizing and acting upon and feeling the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he does it. If it's not the way he does it, that's not the midah. That's what he seemed to define. The definition of the midah is based on the Yedias Hashem. There is no midas without the Yedias Hashem. I mean, the truth of the matter is, you really can see it in the world, because without the Yedias Hashem, then a midah is very voluntary. I choose to be, that was the famous thing, Aristotle gave a whole moral lecture about a certain inappropriate midah action, whatever it was, I don't know. And then the next day they caught him, mamish, red-handed, doing that very thing. How you talking? He says, today I'm not Aristotle. That's all. Yesterday I was Aristotle, today I'm not Aristotle. Can't do that. If it's based on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no leeway. This is who you become. This is what you have to become. This is what it's all about. That's what it seems to be his point is. Okay, can we move on? Yesod zeh mefurash b'toyro. Oh, he goes further. This yesod, page ches, with tes, I have tes. This yesod is mefurash in the Torah. In Shmois Lamed Gimel, called Kasher Bikesh Moshe Es Hashem VeOmar Hoydieni No Estrochecho VeIduacho. Inform me, let me know, give me yedia of your ways, and I'll know you. VaYomer Hareini No Es Kvedecho. And then he said also, Hareini, show me your covet, show me who you are. Heishivu Hashem Yisborach. Next page. This is Ches Tes. Hashem says, "Vayomer, ani avir kol tuvi al ponecho. I will carry over all my goodness in front of you on your face. Vikorosi b'shem Hashem l'fanecha, and call in the name of Hashem l'fanecha. Vayavar Hashem al pono, vayikro, and then Hashem. This the Gemara learns that Vayavar Hashem al pono. When it says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu isatek b'talisoi." To show Moshe Rabbeinu how to recite the Yud Gimel Midos, you put the talis over your head, and never understood exactly what that means. But that's what the Gemara says: the heavier talis, the arba al ponov, vayikra Hashem Hashem kerachum chanan. Harei shal bakoshosoi shel Moshe loda says Hashem. Beautiful raya. The Moshe Rabbeinu requested to know Hashem. Knowledge is intellectual. Nigle olav Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'midosov. How did he answer Moshe's request of knowledge of Hashem? He says, "Rachu mechanan, my midas ki yedias Hashem v'hakoras midosov achas hein." The knowledge of Hashem and the recognition of his midas—that's what it's all about. They're one. Ko omor v'im birtzoneinu ladatzes Hashem oleinu lahakir midas tuvoi shu rachu mechanan erach apayim. If you want to know Hashem, the intellectual, now this gets a little bit, a little deep for me. The intellectual knowledge of knowing Hashem, it's all about knowing his midos. That's his essence. That's what he is. So he's proving this point too, that when you say Amuna, I believe in Hashem. I know Hashem. I know. Do you know what Hashem is? His essence is his midos.
Who are you? You are a combination of your character.
That's the other option, right?
What you do?
You know what he did. He created the world. He did all these things, saying without knowing his midos. That's what we're coming to say.
The
main thing is
the midos. And even creating the world is also part of the midos. That's part of the midos. But it's all the midos. In other words, the essence. The essence of Hashem. What are you going to say? Oh, we're going to talk a philosophical and this and that. It's all midos.
Let's talk about the. It's about Hashem's midos or what he did. Meaning, there's only two ways to go.
No, but what he did is also based. It's also the midos.
So what's the Havamina here?
What's the other?
What's the How else would you know Hashem?
How would you describe who Hashem is without saying his midos? That's a good
question. No, you would. What?
He's saying that. How do they describe who Hashem is by describing his midos? Like that's the chiddush.
You mean what is he proving? So you're saying it's poshut.
Yeah, who's your question? Was this?
You're asking it's poshut. It's poshut. Well,
no, that's what I'm saying. Maybe his accomplishments. That's a different thing.
It's infinite. How do you supposed to?
No, I think what it means like this. If you say Hashem is the creator of the world, you're not describing Hashem. That's not what Hashem. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hoyeini no estrochecho, your ways, meaning your midos, not what you did, your accomplishments. What am I accomplishing? I created the whole world. Not only I created the whole world, I sustained the whole world. You know something? You're not about sustaining the whole world. What do you mean? No, kol neshima, every breath of life He gives us. That's Hashem. No. That's not Hashem. You are not describing Hashem. That's not what Emunah of Hashem is. Because Meir Shlomo says, I want to know you. And Hashem didn't say, you know me. Listen, I'm the creator. Sure, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Look at my essence. Like, I took you out of Mitzrayim. I Avraham Avinu. I introduced to it. Yitzchok, Yaakov, this Mitzrayim. Whether this is Yehini is before the Maimon Har Sinai or not, I don't know. And that's chronologically, it's hard to know. Ain't moved to mamucha about Torah. Let's say I gave the Torah. I give the no. Your man is not you, and your Torah is not you, and your Tzias Mitzrayim is not you, and your miracles are not you. You are about the midos. Now the midos are behind these things. Everything I do is midos based. But the essence of Hashem, if a person wants to know Hashem, you want to know Hashem. If you want to know Hashem, what you have to know is. Rachum bechanu erech hapayim v'rav chesed meves meitze chesed la'alofim. They say, Om veshmachto amnake, though who knows how many other midos, like Mishalim toiva tachas roa, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said, and v'chulei v'chulei. That is knowledge of Hashem. And Mimela, if that's the case, so then our midos are really the midos and the knowledge of one and the same. Because when we develop those midos, they're based on the knowledge of Hashem. And as we pointed out, I think last time, I don't know if he pointed it out, and they also, it's like a cycle. Because of my knowledge of Hashem, my midos have grown. Now that my midos have grown, I'm more capable of understanding Hashem on a different level. Every time I reach a new level of chesed, I can understand a new dimension of Hashem's chesed. Every time I reach a new level of emes, I can understand a new level of Hashem's emes. But that's what it's all about. So there's one thing. Knowledge of Hashem is midos. And midos are all about Hashem. They're one and the same. And it comes out an empty act of chesed, which is not emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not real chesed. Because that's human. That's
what if somebody learned to have a specific Chavos Chaim? It doesn't know that it's all based on Hashem's midos. He knows that the Chavos Chaim says this is what the Torah demands of you. This is how you have to act. And that guy goes and he does it. He doesn't know that it has to do with what the Chavos Chaim.
I would say that person has actions of chesed. But he doesn't have the midah of chesed.
No, he said the action of chesed is not chesed.
That's what? That's the point. Those are, I hate to say it because it sounds so crude and so cruel, but those are empty actions. And now it happens to be you benefited people. That's wonderful. I'm sure you get schar for that. But that's not the midah of Hashem. You don't have the midah of chesed. You have the action of chesed.
Does the Chofetz Chaim disagree with this?
What?
I mean, I don't remember, but I don't think that the Chofetz Chaim spends a whole bunch of time in the Sefer where they're discussing. But you know why you're doing all this? Because this is
saying that's taken for granted.
It's taken for granted. Listen, the Alter maybe contributed some insights that others didn't focus on. I don't know. I don't know. Alta was a contemporary.
Pretty carefully, maybe.
I don't know. Look, all I know is what the Chofetz Chaim said about the Alta. Ich schreibe Sforim und macht Menschen. I write books and he makes people. He makes mention. So there's something to this. This is maybe how you make a mensch. Because here you get to the essence of the mensch. The essence, I'm not saying the Chofetz Chaim didn't. I don't know. and maybe it does say there. I don't know the whole Abbas Chesed. You know, maybe should be the Chesed. We'll see. And the Chofetz Chaim certainly in his own life, it came from his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Shaya. You know the Maisa that the Rashid used to tell. We should have told it last time. Maybe we did. That about this Reb David, I think we did. Reb David was saved by the Chofetz Chaim Petisha B'Av. I think I told the story. So he was very unimpressed at the kines, like a push of the Balabar, saying kines like everybody else. Taught the Chofetz Chaim kines chum beis hamikdash. He'd say eichod kemeint. Who knows what would happen? Then he was sleeping in the house. The Chofetz Chaim went around. I guess they didn't have many rooms there. So he went around all the guys that were sleeping on the floor. It sounded like maybe because it was Tisha B'Av, because they didn't have beds. I don't know. But he's sleeping on the floor. And the Chofetz Chaim looked to see if everybody was sleeping. And then he went to his corner. And the whole night, Koilei Subrokim, pleading, mamish, with crying and this, pleading with the Rabbeinu Shalom to end the Golos and to bring the Geula and all the suffering and everything, you know. So the Chofetz Chaim was, everything was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Alter Rebbe expressed it. What's that? No, I didn't want to. Not to show off. Maybe he didn't want it to affect him a little bit. You know, sometimes even if you're sincere, but if somebody's looking, look, it says by Reuven, Ilu Yoda Reuven, if Reuven would know that the Torah is going to write about what he did to save Yosef, he would have carried him on his shoulders. Everybody can be affected by that. Everybody's human. So, but the less people see, if somebody doesn't see. What? he's referring to what's his name? Reb Don Segel's joke. No, he's referring to Reb Don Segel's joke that he said, why do they wear the big slit in the kapot, the Rosh Yeshivas, when they, he says, when they're in the Mizrachman, and he was drunk on Purim when he said it, so they have to forgive him. So he says, so when they go down for Moedim, they could look through to see who the Oilam Hal, to see whether it's time to step back or not, you know, to make sure that. And they don't want to step back too early, you know. I mean, so anyway, the kids, so let's go. So that's what the essence of Hashem is. Okay, let's move on. Yeah, we have a little more time. Erecha, okay. Vihine, ma shehevir, let's just try to do the next paragraph because we're going too slow.
You just give a 30-second recap, which is
The concept, the way I understand it, in a very shallow, I'm sure it's only a very shallow, superficial way.
Why
is
that?
What? The Chofetz Chaim, same reason the Chofetz Chaim didn't want to scream and yell when the people were around, okay? So like this. So I think what it means on a certain level is the pshat is like this. It seems that that's the underlying principle of the whole Torah. And yet he made a whole speech about how Midas and the essence of Midas, the purpose, everything of Midas, and what we sacrifice even in Emunah in order to have Midas. So what's the connection? So he says, the definition of midos are the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then redefining the midah that way, and then implanting the midah that way through that emulation process, through that identifying with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And chutz that's not the midah. The midah of chesed is the acting like HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in the realm of chesed. And that is his essence. So when I know his essence, that's what I eternalize. So there's a connection there. The midah of chesed is only when it's based and defined by and motivated by an emulation of the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, I do chesed. Very nice. Sure, you get big mitzvahs, the schar for doing chesed. But that's not the midah of chesed. That's the action of chesed.
It's the intent.
What?
It's the intent, the focus.
Seems it's more than the intent. It's the whole surah of the thing is different. I'm doing an action. That's an action. A midah is not an action. A midah is the feeling inside. A midah is the I have to do chesed. It's the greatest privilege. It's avas chesed. I'll give you an example. Yeah, I said this many years ago, very, very early days. There's a medrash, there's a gemara too, but the medrash is more about rifus, about the mice of Dovah ben Asina. Dovah ben Asina, well, I think we even mentioned here too, I think. repeating too much. Anyway, Dovah ben Asina was a goy who the Chachomim were looking for a certain stone for the Choshen, and they heard that he had it. So they went to him and they asked him for this, and he said, no, he can't give it to them. And maybe he told him his father was sleeping, whatever it was, on the box or on the stone, he couldn't give it to him. They offered him 1,000 dinars or whatever it was. So they thought he was handling, you know, like any good Jewish soicher would do. So they said 2,000, 3,000, no, 5,000, no, till they came 10,000. His father woke up and he gave them the stone for the first price that they offered. $1,000 or $1,000, whatever. So, and he said, "Any roitze lehenois mischara goisai. I don't want to be nene from the fact that I didn't wake my father up. Now I'm getting 10 times the amount. I was ready to give it for one. I couldn't wake my father up. Now I'm going to get 10 times the amount, make such a profit on the cheshbon that I was mechabed my father." He couldn't do it. So Chazal say, the next year he was rewarded with a pora aduma, which was worth 10,000, the amount that he forewent, Re'ei kamagodol kibud Abayim. This Chazal, it introduces it at the end, I forget the beginning, they want to say, see how great kibud Abayim is. So I said, the pshat is like this. It's not just the fact he didn't wake up his father. That's not the entirety of the godless of kibud Abayim. The godless was that it's such a privilege. I can't take money. Why can't you take money? Give half the money to your father. Give all the money to your father. Why can't you take the money? They want to pay the money. The Chachom are ready to pay the money. No, I can't. Because the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im, Kama Godel Kibbutz Ava'im, is that if I performed the mitzvah, if I didn't wake up my father and I would have taken the money, so I would say, that would be, you didn't wake up your father. Very good. Big, big thing, big mitzvah. But if I couldn't bring myself to take the money, that's real. That's the midas haKovid. Then the Covid was legit. This was the empty act of Covid that you didn't wake up your father. That's very beautiful. Very nice. You get schar for that for sure. So there's the maisa of Covid, but then there's the midah of Covid. The midah
with the
of
depth COVID. And breadth.
What?
It's with the depth and breadth of the midah as Hashem.
That's right. That's as much as humanly possible.
Exhibits it.
That's right. That's not, the way. It just exhibits. It's more than the exhibit. It's the when Hashem does it, it's with that ultimate purity and feeling. That's right. To Hashem, it's like I'm not going to take anything in return. He doesn't want anything. He doesn't need anything in return either.
He didn't want the scar.
What?
He didn't want to take the scar from the kibbutz in this world.
What?
He didn't want to take the scar of kibbutz of Avraham.
No, not to say that. Any roitzel lehenois. Not he doesn't want it. He's afraid to leave. He was a goy. He didn't know from the next world. But any roitze lehenois mischara voisai. I don't want to. I can't benefit from such a thing. This is the greatest privilege in the world. When you do a mitzvah with that way, that's the midah. So there's the mitzvah and the midah. I think that's the summary.
What? That two people who could do the exact same maisa with chesed, and they both know that it's Hashem, but one has a deeper understanding of the midah of Hashem. He's doing a greater mitzvah.
Well
so he's a bigger Talmud Chacham, let's say, or he studied the subject.
Wait a second. One could be that one has expressed the midah of chesed. And the other one has expressed the action of chesed.
They both knew that it's a midah of Hashem. And
okay, but it depends. So
there's different levels of their understanding.
Okay, so they're different levels. So it's a different level of the midah. Listen, there are people that have better midahs than other people. We know that.
The mitzvah is a deeper mitzvah.
I don't know how it affects it. Maybe because if the mitzvah is based on the midah, so maybe it's a bigger mitzvah. And this, I don't know how to measure that. But one thing I see he defines, the definition of the midah is not defined by the act. It's defined by the hisdamus Hashem. It's not the act. The act without that connection to Hashem, without that realization that this is the way Hashem does it. I learned from Hashem. I'm doing what Hashem does. And that's not the real midah. The midah of chesed is the chesed Hashem internalized. The midah of emes is the emes Hashem. Emes, that's my essence. My essence that's built and based and nurtured from and delineated based on that example. That's what the mitzvah chesed. That's the way I understand it. I don't know. Maybe I'm making
so somebody learns now right now the mitzvah. So right now we know that because we have this shir, now we understand that it's all based on the mitzvah of Hashem. Fine. Is that good enough? Or a person, it's just lip service.
No, of course not. This is just level. This is scratching the surface of the beginning. That's all it is.
But
all it
is. But is that enough to say it's not an empty mitzvah? What? He says, is that enough to say it's
what,
not
what, an no, empty mitzvah? Not unless before I do or as I do things, I start now. And we have a new mission now. Yeah. I have to think in everything that I do, if I wish it to be the midah that I'm doing, not just the action. And the midah is really the essence, because what is the shleimus? Action, the whole purpose. Let's go even a step further. The whole purpose of the actions is to bring shleimus. What does that mean? The actions develop the midas. If I do chesed, so the act of chesed helps me to become more of a bal chesed. That's true. So I'm bringing myself more and more. But what the Alter seems to be saying, that is not enough, because the real, to perfect the midah of chesed, of course the actions help, but to perfect the midah of chesed, I have to have that dogma. I look at Hashem's chesed. I study Hashem's chesed. I think about Hashem's chesed. I internalize Hashem's chesed. Think about it. Think about every breath of life we take. I'll call neshima uneshima the halil ko. If a person says birchas hashachar in the morning, and he thinks not just the fact that Hashem allowed me to sit up on the bed, allow me to stand up, allow me to walk, and allow me to this, and that. But I think also, look at the chesed behind it. He does it. It's not just empty actions. It's not just koyach. It's with love. It's with purity. It's with only the motivation of hatova and nothing else. I want to be zeikif kefufim. I want to be pekeach ivrim. Not for any other reason. I get nothing from it. I don't need the blind person to do anything for me. I don't need to have eyes so that he can do it. That's the sign of check. I'm not interested in anything. Only the chesed. That's the midah. And the actions that we do when we focus on that purity of kavona can become internalized as midah. So I would say you need the action to internalize the midah, but you also need the idea of Hashem and the picture and the extent of Hashem's midahs in order to.
So focusing on like seeing the nuances and subtleties and the breadth of the Ashkocha practice, is a way to do that?
Sure, and Ashkocha is a perfect example. Look to what extent it goes. Why do I have this? This Baal Tshuva. I was learning with a Baal Tshuva, was becoming a Baal Tshuva, and we were learning in Cedarhurst in those days. And we went a little overtime. So he said, please, if you could give me a lift to the train, to the Long Island Railroad. And we passed by, what?
He guessed right.
Who?
Randomly guessed right.
You know, he probably heard the story 50 times already. Yeah. And where do you think I'm going to give him a lift to anyway? To the bar. So Bikisi said that as we're passing Weiss Stationery, on the way, it used to be Weiss Stationery by Spruce, I think. So we're passing Weiss Station. So, oh, can you wait for a minute? I have to get something in the stationery store because I need to do something on the train. So I said, oh, my daughter asked me to get a pen for her and I forgot all about it. Could you please, when you go in? So he comes out and I thought, now I got a teaching moment over here. I says, look at that. Look how Hashem is concerned with little things. Such a beautiful midah. A pen is not too much. My daughter should have a pen. He said, why? He says, we went over time. You asked me for a ride. We happened to pass Weiss Stationery. You happen to need something. And he looks at me and he says, you don't get it. Mom says to me like this. He says, Hashem does not concern himself with little things. To Hashem, whether your daughter has her pen or not is a very important thing. That's what Hashem's values. That these things are important. He considers them. Dvorim ho'im demu mishalom. Hashem could have created. Listen, here's another tzia. Somebody guessed it. There's no more paragraph. But anyway, what? Anyway, listen. So Hashem, I'll give you another tzia. You hear? What's today? 8:10. Okay. I give you another tzia. Hashem created the whole world. You know that wasn't enough for him. He's mechadish b'tuvi b'chol yom tomid ma'asi bereishis. He insists on recreating the whole world every single day. Because the Apostle says, I don't know, whatever, a second every day, whatever. Tomid, maybe. Tomid could mean on all the days. I don't know for sure. I don't know either. Whatever it is. Okay, let's be that way. Yeah. Oh, but listen, so the Alter points out, yeah, listen to this. So the Alter says he doesn't only do this, for the world, he does it for each individual. He's mechadish betuva b'chol yom tovi b'asam reishis for each. Imagine that. He could have created the world and we'd have the world from the time it was created. We have everything we have. No, I insist, I got to recreate it every single day. Mochesed. And not only that, I'm going to create it, recreate it for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for me, and for everybody else. Even for Shoim, 7.5 billion people, I'm recreating the whole world for them. So I asked the Kasha, where does the hell to get it from? The Pasuk says, if that means for each individual, says, the right is, just means he does it, present tense. Where do you see that he does for each individual? So I say, what is la'olam chasnoi? The chesed with which he took care of Adam Arishon by creating the whole world for him, he's doing la'olam, which means I'm doing the same chesed that I did. My chesed is eternal. The chesed that I did, that what?
One person.
The chesed I did that day is for each and every person today. So meiridik. So he could have just made the world, everything would have been just the same. No, but more chesed. So I see, I want to do more chesed. I want to do more. It's never enough. Whatever I do is not enough. I did today 4,722 chasodim. Before I go to sleep. It's like that's a different meter when it's based on
the raya bishvilini ra'olam.
What?
Bishvilini ra'olam, and you're creating for me every single day. So that's the raya.
No, because it says Chayav Adam Loimar. So Reb Mendel Levin Zecharei Levracha used to say Chayav Adam Loimar Bishvini Ra'olam, but you don't have to believe it. Like there are some people that, you know, hey, the whole world was created for me. You know, behave yourselves. It says you have to say it. You don't have to, whatever it is, but say it. But that doesn't mean that that's the ultimate truth.
Why did you say it? It's created for him too. So
yeah, okay. I don't know, whatever it is. But that's the story. Anyway, okay, Rabbi.